USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We will ship millions of doses of vaccine within 24 hours of FDA approval. So my message is hope and help are on the way.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, pharmaceutical company Pfizer, and its German partner are asking the FDA to approve its vaccine for emergency authorization Friday. Speaking at the White House on Friday, President Trump says he won the presidential election.
Big Pharma ran millions of dollars of negative advertisements against me during the campaign, which I won, by the way, but, you know, we'll find that out. Almost 74 million votes.
The president continues.
We had Big Pharma against us. We had the media against us. We had Big Tech against us. We had a lot of dishonesty against us.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the nation's economy is booming despite the pandemic, telling Fox News that GDP could exceed 5% this quarter.
Housing is booming. Consumer spending is booming. Right. Automobiles are booming. I mean, just booming. It's a strong V-shaped recovery.
An actor is continuing to open up as his health declines.
Michael J. Fox has a new book, No Time Like the Future, An Optimist Considers Mortality. In the book, he describes a recent fall in a paraphrased audio clip.
Every day since the spinal cord surgery in April, everyone, doctors, family members, and friends have repeated this message to me over and over. You have one job, don't fall. Yeah, here I am. But for some reason, this just feels personal. Make lemons into lemonade, but I'm out of the lemonade business.
Fox was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease at 29 years of age. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Could door-to-door COVID vaccines become a thing?
Pfizer and BioNTech have both submitted a request to the FDA for their COVID-19 vaccine to be granted emergency use authorization. Pfizer has said their two-shot vaccine is 95% effective. That company is on track to produce 50 million doses by the end of 2020 and 1.3 billion doses in 2021. BioNTech CEO Uğur Şahin says filing for emergency use authorization in the U.S. is a critical step in making their vaccine candidate available to the global population as quickly as possible. The rush to market can be concerning for consumers as the nation faces another potential lockdown, meaning vaccines will then be distributed in closely controlled quarters or door-to-door in home, leaving those normally not at risk now exposed to the virus. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Members of the Students for Life of America have sued Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser over the arrest of activists who wrote Black Preborn Lives Matter in chalk on the city sidewalk in response to the city's decision to paint Black Lives Matter on a city street. Kristen Hawkins, president of Students for Life of America, saying city officials were not content to stop a message in temporary paint. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.